News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, by the way, if you want to track what we do here on Right Side Radio, like listen to the podcast the next day, or maybe you miss a segment and you want to pick it up again, go to rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org. We got everything on there. You got the Right Side Store, where, by the way, you can purchase, you know, coffee mugs, T-shirts, all that kind of stuff with our logo on it. We've got the Right Side Radio podcast in every format that we use, which right now is somewhere around 24,000 downloads. That's pretty amazing to me. And then, you know, we just got other stuff on there, too, like our recommended reading list and different things about the show. So, yeah, check it out. Rightsideradio.org. All our stuff is on there, especially the links to our social media. So check it out. I guess I'm prepared to be scolded now, according to what I see up on the board. Cliff from Huntsville is on line four. Hey, Cliff, Phil Williams from Right Side. What's on your mind, man?
Phil, you need to check yourself. I'm sure you've seen the films of the smiling, laughing Germans watching brown shirts drag socialists and Jews out of their houses.
And you're saying that in reference to what? What are we talking about here?
We're talking about you finding joy and humor in the fact that Trudeau was running for his life.
He was running for his life. So you really think there were people that were about to assault him?
Pardon me?
Are you saying that he was running for his life because there was an imminent threat of harm, that he was being challenged by people that were brown-shirted, that were about to wear their jackboots into his house and drag him out into the street and pummel him in front of his children? Is that what you're saying?
No. That's what you're saying, and that's nothing. I'm saying you found joy in the instilling of fear in somebody.
I found joy in the fact that citizens of the nation where he has been imposing overreaching government mandates that are ruining jobs and lives finally said, you know, enough of this. We're going to drive down the road and honk our horn so the world can see 50,000 of us saying we don't like this. That's what I found joy in.
Oh, no, actually, you said you can play the tape back yourself. You can play it right now if you want to. But you found joy or humor in the fact that he was afraid.
Well, so Cliff, is that what you're keying on right here? So you missed the whole thing about the freedom aspect. You missed the whole thing about the government overreach. You're upset because you think that I laughed because one man who's been enforcing mandates against people was scared and suddenly had to leave his house. Is that what you're taking issue with?
Fear in the heart of the prime minister.
And so my question to you is, what's your point? So are you more concerned with
the point is that is heartless and soulless. Are you not getting that?
No, I'm not getting that.
Problem.
I'm not getting that at all. I think that's a false accusation on your part. It's a red herring. You're attempting to go down a path that this show never has gone down. The very idea that a tyrannical leader wants to put mandates on people and then scold them for having what he considered to be useless beliefs. You think that it's funny, or it's not funny. You think that it's got to be. I've got to make sure that I'm calm about his expectations, and I got to take care of him because he's an important person. Well, forget that. We've got 50,000 truckers who are saying, you cannot take away our livelihood, and we're going to drive down the roads of this nation and honk our horns. And I think that's the storyline that you're choosing to overlook.
About Phil, I'm trying to save your soul. How did you feel about? Did you find humor and joy?
I got news. Save my soul.
Nancy Pelosi.
Save my soul. You don't save my soul. Jesus Christ is my Lord. You don't save my soul. And you, by the way, your accusations are falling on deaf ears because they're hollow. They're baseless. You're choosing to overlook right now the fact that there's a bigger story. You don't want to deal with the bigger story, do you?
No. I'm not overlooking anything. I'm looking at you expressing humor and joy in people being scared for their lives.
You literally think
on your side.
You literally think that the prime minister. Let me ask you this, Cliff. Do you really think that the prime minister of a country like Canada, who is covered up with security details, who has every armed man and woman at his disposal that he needs, who has helicopters to fly him off the top of whatever building he happens to be in, was literally in threat of his life because that there were people driving their trucks and honking their horns?
Why do you keep saying that? I'm talking about you. I'm fact that he was scared
My people.
How did you feel?
You know what? I'll take that. Cliff, I mean, the reality. The reality is, Cliff, I think you've got a silly argument, Cliff. I mean, I really don't see anything there that merits much more of my time on the show.
How about this comparison then? On January 6th, did you find that funny that Nancy Pelosi and the guy you voted for, Mike Pence, were running for their lives?
Oh, so now it's January 6th again. So the truckers that were honking their horns, that's the insurrection. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Well, then why are you bringing it up?
I believe you.
I'm not even talking about this narrative that people like you want, that somehow January 6th was the attempted overthrow of our government as we know it, that our constitutional form of government would fall apart because, you know, it was an insurrection with the attempt of a coup to overthrow the government without arms, by the way. But nonetheless, Cliff, I'm not going to spend much more time on this. The reality is this: you don't save my soul. And Prime Minister Trudeau has all the security he needs. He's been overreaching for 2 years, and the people have finally had it. And do I think it's funny that he had to leave his house? Yes, I do, because there are other people that have lost their houses because of him. Cliff, you have a great day. I'm moving on. Oh, boy, that was fun. And no, if you're going to call in here, by the way, on this show and try to take me to task and tell me you're trying to save my soul because you don't agree with my views, good luck. I look forward to the debate. You want to call in and talk some more, 866-494-9866. But I'll tell you right now, let's go back to that. It was about freedom. Not a single person in that 50,000 did anything violent. You didn't see any Antifa protests burning down buildings in Canada, did you? No. Not a single person. Not a single person has had their life damaged by the fact that these folks decided they were wanting their country back. They just want to work. These same truck drivers who were told by this same government that they were essential and had to maintain their work through the height of the pandemic are now being told that suddenly they no longer matter. That it's important for them to get a shot, whether they like it or not, in order to be allowed to work. Meanwhile, they cannot go to movies or go bowling or whatever they want to do. Churches, pastors are being arrested in Canada. Are y'all tracking this? Cliff from Huntsville. Go look at the news, Cliff from Huntsville. How about we talk about the pastors that are being dragged out of their churches and the prisoners who are being locked out of their houses of worship by a government just north of our border, who has always been our ally, who has always seemed like a free country. Why is that not the main topic? And so you're concerned because I thought it was a little bit funny that the prime minister, who has all the security in the world, by the way, who has his own private jet to fly him to wherever he has to go, who has everything in the world that it takes to make sure that he's safe, who, by the way, was never, never in any imminent threat. What he basically did not want to do, he did not want to run the risk of having to be called outside to speak to these people. That's what he ran away from. That's what he ran away from. He and his coiffed hair and his, you know, $10,000 suits got out of town. That's what he ran away from, was the very idea that he would have to see the same people who he openly derided as being fascists, who he told them they couldn't have their jobs. That's what he ran away from. That's not only a bit funny, and I don't mean funny, ha-ha, I mean funny as in ironic. That's also sad and pathetic. There you go. Well, Copper, he got a good rant out of me at least.
Yeah, that guy deserved it.
Well, I mean, good Lord, if you're going to call in here and tell me you're trying to save my soul because I'm so off base, I guess you better be a little bit more up on your news than that. But whatever, man. Like I said, he's missed the bigger point. Let's do this, Copper. I am looking about a minute ahead of my usual schedule. Let's go ahead and hit the break. We come back from that, I will finish up talking politics because I got a little bit more I was going to cover on that if and I get time. Unless somebody else wants to call in and try to take me to task, 866-494-9866, I'll do that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, and not afraid to debate. We'll be right back.